You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Tuesday, the nonprofit organization called Friends of the Animal Community, which is also known as FOAC, asked the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors for a conditional use permit to build a new dog and cat rescue and kennel facility out by Yosemite Road near the Woodham-Carn Road intersection. That property is zoned residential. There would be up to 40 dogs and 20 cats housed at the 5,000-square-foot building, along with four outside dog runs. Here are the edited remarks during public comment.
My name's Steve Wilson, and my wife and I own the 10-acre parcel adjoining the proposed site. My wife and I and our son that lives on the property currently are in favor of the project, and we hope that you endorse it. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kelsey Zunga. I'm 10 years old, and I'm here to ask that you oppose this. If there's going to be 40 dogs and cats, it will be very crowded and loud. If they want a 40-dog facility, they should put it in a commercial area, not a quiet neighborhood.
Hello, my name is Rachel, and I strongly suggest that you deny this new building in our area. My dad has a very risky job. He works as a police officer that protects our town at night. He will get less sleep because of this building that these very unfriendly people are trying to put next to our home and all the noise coming from it. You can't guarantee silence. Thank you.
Hello, my name is William. I'm 10 years old and I've lived in the area for almost my whole life. Please do not allow this kennel to be built next to my house. Thank you for your time.
Hello, my name is Jenna Zuniga. My family raises both cattle and chickens. Not only have dogs caused damage to our livestock before, but they can cause severe trauma to the animal. I don't want our livestock to constantly be on edge. It would not be good for the animal or us. If this building is put in, then that would be the case. Thank you.
My name is Abby. My parents looked for 5 years to find the perfect place for us to live. Please keep this commercial business from turning our quiet rural area into a commercial business town. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Hi, I'm Chuck Sloan. I'm a scientist. This is a joke. And environmentally, you're going to have leakage of disease. It's an absolute joke location. It's a watershed. It gets flooded every year. It should not happen. That's all.
Good afternoon. My name is Christine Seymour, and I've lived on property right adjacent to this FOAC site for 44 years. And I am absolutely in favor of granting them this conditional use permit. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Gary Steinberger. Shame on the board, the Planning Commission, and everybody involved in this for even trying to push this down the throat of property owners. Okay? If you guys know the Declaration of Independence, you guys are trying to rob all property owners of their pursuit of happiness for already being there. This is disgusting. You need to move it into an industrial complex.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Rochelle Sykes. All the animals at FOAC are spayed, neutered, vaccinated, and trained on leash and loved. Where they are now is very small and does not provide safe walking for the dogs. The new location is quiet, bigger, and provides safe walking areas with dogs on leash 100% of the time. Thank you.
Hi. Hey, my name is Ed Rector. I'm a realtor in Tuolumne County. Been a realtor here for 18 years. When buyers are coming here looking for homes, the first thing they're always asking, what's the zoning? They don't want to spend that hard-earned money on something that's going to devalue their investment. We have these zoning rules for a reason. Because when you sell your house, you have to disclose, is there a nuisance or noise around you? And that's one thing that you're going to have to disclose. All these people living around, if they go to sell their houses, their property values are going to be less. People may not even buy their house because of what's next to it. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Megan Delaware. I'm here to speak on behalf of FOAC. We need this in Tuolumne County. We have no boarding facilities that aren't full all the time. We have animal control still forced to euthanize animals for space. This is something we need bad. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Kelly Bressel. Supervisors, your vote is not against FOAC's mission. They will find an appropriate commercial location and continue their program somewhere else.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Scott Sanchez. I do not live in Tuolumne County. I find it very interesting that somebody would make an argument speaking about a property owner's rights, yet want to deny this property owner their rights.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is James. I live directly across from these proposed project. I don't think FOAC's mission and what they do is in dispute. We're here about the chosen location, which is a residential neighborhood. We're here because they want to change that. And I'm asking you to listen to each and every one of us who lives there. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jamie Brennan. I'm one of the neighbors that you shouldn't consider as far as FOAC is concerned. The properties that we've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on is now going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars less than what we spent on it to be in a neighborhood that we really want to raise our kids and our families in.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name's Lisa Booth. I just wanted to speak to the integrity of this organization and that I know that concerns will be addressed. And I have 100% faith in the integrity of this organization to do right by the neighbors and address any concerns should they arise.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Juliana Canavan, and I'm a volunteer dog walker for FOAC. I attended the Planning Commission meeting in April and heard so many community members speak about what-ifs based on uninformed fears. Neighbors who oppose this project have concerns about noise, water pollution, and sewage. These are not the threats that they perceive. Any potential negative effects will be mitigated by the 68-plus conditions put in place by the county planning for conditional use. This is not rezoning. I urge the board and the community to consider the incredible asset that this facility represents.
Hi, my name is David Sajinski. I live about a mile from the project. Unfortunately, one barking dog can reach 90 decibels, and that noise can travel 1 to 2 miles. I'm against the proposal. I think it's a residential neighborhood. I think we should keep it a residential neighborhood. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Andy, and I'm here as an opponent of the project. We should all be concerned about water quality emanating from this site. And if we can't be comfortable with that, we shouldn't be going forward. There's laws preventing us from doing that. And as a county, I hate for you to stick your necks out in a violation of Clean Water Act.
And thank you.
Someone, there should only be one.
Welcome.
Hello, Robin King. I have to say that as a former multi-term planning commissioner in another location, I'm looking at this plan and I'm fairly aghast at it, and it doesn't belong in a residential area. Looking at the noise, water, sewage needs, the environmental impacts to the wetlands, potential for severe groundwater contamination, potential hazards to wildlife.
Thank you.
Hello. My name is Steve Garrity. My wife and I have been longtime supporters of FOAC with time and money. We've also adopted two of our cats from them, and we really love this organization. We also love this neighborhood and our neighbors. Part of a conditional use permit is a requirement that, quote, the proposed project will not be substantially detrimental to the health, safety, or general welfare of persons residing or working in the neighborhood. We believe this project will be substantially detrimental. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Holtzinger, and I live right next door. We do not agree with the planning department's findings that the proposed project is in compliance with the Tuolumne County General Plan. Please decide to deny this unwanted CUP permit.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Jamestown Humane Society has 40 kennels for dogs, but only has a maximum of 20 dogs, as each dog gets 2 kennels. A dog is put in a clean kennel so the dirty kennel can be cleaned easily. Jamestown Humane Society has 10,000 square foot building to house their 20 dogs and cats. The FOAC proposed kennel building is only 5,000 square feet for twice the capacity, not nearly large enough to keep animals comfortable, calm, happy, safe, and quiet.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is a discretionary permit. In denying this CUP, you will save our neighborhood from a tremendous burden. We are disappointed that FOAC is trying to force this unfitting project on our neighborhood. There is no compassion for the existing residents. This is a huge burden to put on us, disrupting our entire lifestyles. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Nolan Brennan. This is being pushed and shoved through without the due diligence that it deserves. This needs to be denied.
Thank you.
I'm a stakeholder who lives within 500 feet of the proposal. I'm one of the people that this project will affect very negatively 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just between us and the two houses directly next door, We have two EMTs, one firefighter, one law enforcement officer, and two nurses, all working shifts, supporting our families, and that's just our little triangle. We all very specifically purchased our homes to allow us to sleep during the day so we can safely perform our jobs at night. When we can't sleep, fatigue not only endangers our lives, but the lives of the general public. That's an undeniable fact. I'm here to tell you this project cannot be mitigated. It is inhumane to force muzzles or bark collars on these dogs for being excited to be outside. But when these 40 dogs go outside, they are in direct line of sight a couple hundred feet from our bedroom window and will not allow us daytime sleep. Board of Supervisors, please deny this permit and have our backs like we've had yours and your families.
Thank you.
My name's Jeff. I live about 1,000 yards from the facility and overlook it from my front porch. That being said, I invite any or all of you to come sit on my porch at 8 o'clock at night and listen to the few local barking dogs and see how far that sound actually carries. We hear the standard mill at night, and that's 4 miles away. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Jay Canavan, and I support this project. The proposed conditional use permit is consistent with Tuolumne County General Plan. It is in accordance with the Tuolumne County Ordinance Code. The proposed project will not overburden existing municipal facilities. The size and terrain of the project site are suitable for the proposed use. The noise from the project has been modeled to be less than thresholds identified in the general plan, and the project is categorically exempt from environmental review under CEQA. Thank you.
Good afternoon, supervisors. My name is Jim Phelan. This sounds like a wonderful, wonderful plan in the wrong spot.
Thank you.
My name is Patty Irvin, and I'm here to support FOAC's plans. FOAC has been in existence in Tuolumne County for decades, and in their existing location now, they have been nothing but good neighbor. There's a term called NIMBYism, and for people who don't know what NIMBYism is, it's not in my backyard, and it's people that, because it's in your area, suddenly you have all of these reasons why, even if it's a commendable project, it can't be in your neighborhood because crisis, all of these horrible things are going to happen. And fear, it just drives so much of this. And I just really urge the board not to make decisions based on fear. Thank you.
Hi, I'm one of those people she was just talking about. And I just want to say, you guys listen to us as the community and what we have to say. I was born and raised, I'm a sixth generation in this community. My husband and I worked hard to buy the property that we live at. And we are proud of where we live. We want to raise our children the way we were raised. And we feel like us as a community are not being heard. Thank you.
I'm Ann McWinney. I live 1/6 of a mile from the proposed location. Been there for 50 years. Now, I think it's a wonderful organization, wrong location. Thank you.
Welcome.
My name is Tom Long. I'd like to talk about the contamination issue. Matt Bloom just moved 50 horses away in front of my property today, and the amount of horse poop that was on the street, there was so many flies on the horse manure and dog poop. Typically, we pick up dog poop with a plastic bag. Thank you.
Thank you.
I beg of you to deny this project until we absolutely know this will not impact the neighborhood. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Roy Miller. I've noticed a couple of people have mostly complained about the property values, but the waste, dog waste, it could be engineered. They have scientists for that and engineers. The noise, they have engineers who built buildings with insulation to isolate the noise. Keep an open mind and allow it. Thank you.
Hello, esteemed supervisors. I'm Fred Matthews. I'm a 35-year county resident. As I listen to the conversation here today, I have to say that I empathize with the neighbors because I hear a lot of fear. The flip side to that is, as I listen to FOAC, they've done all that they can to mitigate every question that has been put before them. I don't know what more they could do. I hope that we go with facts and not fear on this decision. Thank you.
My name's Leah. I live across the street from the proposed project. Who in the county or whoever is going to enforce if there's ongoing noise complaints? Thank you.
Hi, my name is Chip Waters. I live in the area. Can't tell you how much I love being called afraid. There's no fear. There's facts. There's fairness. I actually wasn't going to speak, but being referred to as fearful, not looking for fairness, was a little too much. And to be referred to as a NIMBY by someone whose backyard it will not be in was a little too much. Thank you all for being here.
My name is Susan Zuniga. I strongly oppose the approval of the conditional use permit for a dog and cat kennel in our rural residential neighborhood. The establishment of this kennel will inevitably lead to a decrease in our property values. Moreover, the environmental implications cannot be overlooked. Our groundwater reservoir stands to be affected. Furthermore, the approval of this use permit sets a dangerous precedent, potentially opening the floodgates for similar facilities. It paves the way for the property to transition to absentee ownership. Thank you for your consideration.
Good afternoon, sir.
I live in an adjacent property with direct line of sight approximately 500 feet from the proposed location. I work at night, requiring me to sleep during the day. With a kennel of this size allowing so many dogs to be outside during normal operating hours, it will most certainly create outdoor noise, prohibiting my ability to rest for my next workday. Please recognize the damage that will be done to the individuals who worked, saved, and purchased property in the area where we held a reasonable expectation of continued low-density, country estate-style living, so vital to my continued well-being. Please deny this conditional use permit. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Terry Dietert. I'm a registered nurse. Moved up here 7 years ago from the Bay Area, and I live right off of Woodham Carn, and I'm also on the board of FOAC. I am very much in favor of FOAC. A lot of the dogs are adopted out of our area. I adopt dogs to Nevada, to the Bay Area, to even Southern California and Oregon. They do great work. They do need the space, and that's what I want to say.
Thank you.
The final vote was approval for the permit by Supervisors David Goldenberg, Ryan Campbell, and Jaron Brandon. Anaya Kirk voted against it. Kathleen Half was absent.